Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Oh my goodness, oh my gosh, who dis number 166? I've got my right-hand man, Mr. Alex DePonte.
Yo, what's up, guys?
And it's going to be off the hizzy today. I have some things to talk about, nothing too crazy.
Things but, and stuff?
Yeah, stuff and things.
Stuff and things,
yeah.
I like that.
You know, what do you call it? First and foremost, want to say that Within Brim Skin brought to you by Mane & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beard Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
And let's say, hey, you know what?
Hey.
Today's secret word is...
Hey.
Ah!
See, just because you said it.
What, hey?
Ah! Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You realize I'm going to completely forget it like 2 minutes from now?
I won't.
But at least we did it, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Ah! I'm not going to forget it.
I know.
I say hey all the I say it all the time.
I know. Maybe that was a bad idea.
This was a bad idea.
Very bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe it's a fun one. We'll see.
We'll see. They'll have to stick around for the podcast.
This is true. They'll either love it or they'll be annoyed by it. I don't know.
One of the two.
If you guys are unfamiliar with the secret word of the day, you know, we had stopped doing it for a little while. I don't
for
know why.
Our newer listeners.
I think we just forgot. I think it came down
there
to
there were
just,
so many rants, you know?
I think so much
bull crap that's happened.
I think we just forgot to do it. What do you call it? But, you know, today's secret world. Yeah, today's
oh
secret
my God,
world.
I want to go to a secret world.
Me too. Me too. Again, first day with a new mouth. I apologize.
With a new mouth?
The new mouth. You know, yeah. You don't hear the stuff just dribbling out of it?
No.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. What, you got it? You went to the mouth store?
I did, and I purchased a new one, and now I'm just getting it used to working.
How much was it?
It was a lot, man. This cost me a pretty penny.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, you want quality, you got to get, you know, pay the bucks for it.
2020, everybody, buying new mouths.
Buying a new mouth. So anyway, you jerk, I forgot what I was talking about now. Thank you.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, secret word of the day.
Yeah, the secret word of the day.
So the secret word of the day, what do you call it, you guys, when you hear the secret word, you scream real loud. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're in a bank, you're in your car, you're with your girlfriend, you're with your boyfriend.
In a bank.
You know, in the old folks' home, doesn't make a difference. You hear the secret word, you scream real loud, and you have fun with it. So that being said, the cool thing about the secret word is it's the secret word of the day for... However many days you're listening to this show.
Oh, yeah. So, secret word of the day, 6 days in a row.
So if you listen to the show 6 days in a row, ooh, I'm a poet. I didn't even know it. You listen to the show 6 days in a row, you can actually, you know, use that same
imagine someone's listening
word.
To this at
yeah.
work, right?
Yeah.
Right? And their boss is just like, hey, Arnold.
Ah!
And they just scream at their boss. And their boss, are you okay?
Are you okay?
What's up?
Yeah, you said
I just said,
word.
Hey. Ah! All right, Daryl, you need to go home.
You need to go home. Oh.
Oh, wait. Hey, Daryl,
before you go. Anyway, so what do you call it? We're going to try to keep it on a happier note for the most part. I know we're going to probably talk about some stuff that's going to annoy the crap out of us.
No, I already talked to you about the stuff that was annoying me earlier in the car.
Yeah, but there's stuff around. And you know, talk about a couple of things that we didn't get to talk about the last couple of weeks. But one, something that does actually obviously light me up. And what do you call it? I handled this 2 weeks ago.
Christmas.
No, that doesn't light me up. That lights up a tree in a house per se,
right,
but not me personally.
We can't wrap you in lights?
No, listen. First of all, it would take a lot of lights.
Oh my God.
Second of all,
first time you made a fat joke about yourself.
Yeah. Second of all, what do you call it? So my little one and my other kids, you know, my older kids, when they were little, you know, they've always put ornaments all over me. They put it on my earrings and hanged. Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, I love that.
And then what do you call it? And then we also, you know, the weirdest thing that we've done.
Did you wrap yourself in wrapping paper?
No. You know those little the monkeys? You know the monkeys?
The chain monkeys? The monkeys in a barrel.
Thank you.
And the red.
Monkeys
yeah.
in a barrel, yeah. So we actually did it where Haley, when she was little, had one of them in my one ear and then chained them all the way around to my other earring.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can imagine that. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Anyway, so one thing that really lights me up is, and gets within Brim's skin, is that we really hate when people are jackasses and leave animals or children in cars.
Oh no.
And,
what was left in a car? You said animal first, so I think animal.
First and foremost, it's illegal. Okay, that's first and foremost. Second of all, it's unhealthy and you can kill the animal or the child.
There's a band called Dogs Die in Hot Cars.
Really?
I think it's to spread awareness.
That's very interesting.
I have no idea if it is to spread awareness, but I know that that is a band name.
I was going to say, well, it sucks that they're like nobodies.
Yeah,
nobody knows the name.
I know.
But that being said, what do you call it? No offense, guys. I'm sure you guys are fantastic.
A few people will go look them up now.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not going to do it, but I mean, somebody probably will. But no, I saw this not this past week, the weekend prior. Danielle and I went, and Haley, we were out driving around a little bit because, again, you know me, I'm always freaking working and inside, either in the studio or signings or doing some meetings or whatever it is. I'm always running.
You saw a dog in a hot car.
So we were driving around, and we were over by, remember Kevin who used to work with us?
Yes.
So
yes, I do.
We were over by Kevin in Bayshore, and there's a, we didn't go see him, but there's, what do you call it, there's like a kind of like a Bay Area over there.
Okay.
Yep. It's like Nicky's. That's the place. Nicky's Clam Bar. And I've done a lot of signings there for charity. So
okay. We're
like, all right, why don't we go take a ride over there and we'll, you know, stop and just sit in front of the water for a little while and just chill. You know what I mean? And because it's nice, it's a pretty view. And so we went in there, and as we're driving around trying to find a good location to park the car, you know, we see a guy who's like looking in the car. It's a guy who like works for the town, and he's looking in the car, and we see a dog locked in the car.
Oh my God. What's up with people?
So I pull around and I'm like, okay, this is not good. And Danielle's like, all right, well, you know, the guy's already handling it. I'm like, well, I'm going to go and, you know, touch base. So
yeah, see what's up.
I went and I was like, did somebody leave the dog in their car? He's like,
yeah. Yes.
He's like, I've already been here for like 10 minutes. So what he calls it, he'd been there for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes already.
To make sure the dog was okay.
Right. But I'm like, well, you know, I'll break the window. You know,
I'll
break the window. I'll get the dog out. You know, and the guy was like, well, he's like, oh, I'm just making sure. He's like, I'm making sure that I can break the window. I'm not sure if I'm allowed. Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, what the rules are. Yada yada yada. I'm like, okay. So he was checking with his boss. I was waiting in the car. You know, and you know, I guess it's the. It's not the county, but I don't know. It's somebody that, you know, they work in the area to.
Right.
This is what they do, you know? And what do you call it? We were there for about 15 minutes. So now you're talking about a half an hour. We've been sitting there and the person still hasn't come back. And I'm like, you know, the guy says to me, he goes, yeah, maybe you want to step in. He's like, I'm not allowed to break the window. He goes, but if you want to, you know,
I can't believe he's not allowed to break the window.
Right.
Oh, because he works there.
Because he works there. So what do you call it? So he has to go by the rules. I was like, okay, no problem. I get out of the car and I walk over and I'm like, maybe before breaking the window, you know, maybe we should check to see if we can get in another way. And I went and I go to open up the you know, the driver's side door, and the door was unlocked. So I was able to unlock the door and open up the door
without breaking
the window, which the guy's lucky, because I was going to punt my fist through the window. I had my rings on. It was ready to go.
I forgot what the trick is to breaking windows.
I have the thing for it. You just tap it. It's like a little thing and it pinks right open.
Another trick I forgot that I saw on YouTube, and it's like pretty much everybody, it like something that you would always have. It's not a coin, but like something like a coin, and like it pretty much always breaks a window.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And so basically, the dog was scared crapless. You know what I mean, and wouldn't come to me. But the door was open, so it was getting the regular cool air in there.
Yeah.
So the guy had called the police. The police was on the way, and like as the policeman was coming up. The guy starts walking back to the car. So you're talking about at least a half an hour later, right? That we were all there, you know? Yep. So, what's going on? And I'm like, you let the effing dog in the car. I said, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? And I started, you know, to pop some shit, you know? And
did he give you trouble?
I was surprised that he really didn't. I think he was intimidated. And he
were there cops there at that point?
There was a cop there, but it wouldn't have made a difference. I would have laid him out.
Well, no, I'm saying he might have been intimidated because also there, like you, cop, other people around. He's probably like, oh man, I messed up.
Well, you could tell that he was drunk or something. He had bad drinks. He goes, I was only gone for 10 minutes. First of all, you weren't gone for 10 minutes. You were gone for a lot longer than 10 minutes.
They always try to pull that stuff.
I said, second of all, you left no windows open or cracked for the dog. I said, third of all, there's no water in the car for the dog. I said, and fourth of all, I said, you know, you're lucky that I didn't break the window. I said, you're lucky that I was able to open up the door. You know, and wait, is my dog in there? And I'm like, yeah, the dog's in there.
You should have lied to him. Your dog ran away.
He walks over to the door. He closes the door on the dog again. And we're all standing there like, what are you doing? You know, like, what are you doing? Now you're closing the door on the dog again. Like, what's wrong with you?
Was he going to try and drive off?
No. So the cop was dealing with it. I'm like, all right, I'm done with this. What do you call it? Because I'm just going to lay him out. Now, it was funny, too, because there were these two guys two big guys that were walking towards the car at the time. I'm like, yeah, watch this. It's going to wind up being these guys right here, and I'm going to have to deal with two, you know, guys that are, you know, twice my size.
And I'm not
a big freaking guy. You know what I mean?
Twice your size. Yeah, it's...
And they realized, so they were getting closer, and they, you know, they went to say something, and I was like, I'm ready for it. I said, I'm ready to go. You know, if I have to, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know? But what do you call it? Because you know how people are, and, you know, they're going to get all self-defensive.
Did they say anything to you, or did they just walk by?
But so as they were going by, they were like, you're a good man. He was like, you're a good man. He goes, you could find the guy and stuff him in his trunk. He's like, find the guy. You should stuff him in the trunk.
So they gave me a thumbs up.
So I was like, okay, cool. Because, you know, listen, I've gotten into it with people who've done stupid things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And usually because they think that they're tough guys, you know? Oh, my God, why didn't you tell me? I didn't even look at the time. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Well G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brim Stone.
Hey, guys, we're back. God damn it, you got me. I think you were telling me a story before you just cut me off.
Well, no, it's just that, you know, so the cop, basically, I gave him my information. I'm like, listen, you know, if you need me for anything, just let me know. And that was that. And he's like, I'll take care of it.
There you go.
You know, it's just disgusting, man. But it was an older guy, you know, and like, you know.
That left the dog in the car?
Yeah, he left the dog in the car. And he went to the, what do you call it? He went down to, he had his boat, I guess, you know.
Oh, he went boating.
And it's a richer area. It's a money area. The guy was obviously a super slob. You know, he had crap all over the car, had like this, the, you know, like cigarette boxes all over the place.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like the car stunk of cigarettes. And, you know, no offense to you people that smoke, it's gross. But what do you call it? But regardless, you know, just crap all over the place, you know, empty bottles and crap all in there. It was like a trash. It was, you know, it was not like an empty boxes in the back of the trunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand.
It was like a mess.
Yeah,
it was just.
I've been in those cars.
And I'm like,
I went to college. I know how it is.
There you go. But this is an older guy, and I told him, I go, I'm like, you couldn't just take the dog with you to your boat. You know, oh, I was only gone for 10 minutes. No, you weren't. You were gone for like 30, 40 minutes, you know? Like,
maybe he was drunk and you didn't know.
No, I'm pretty sure he was drunk. Anyway, so that being said, that was that.
What was he going to do? He can't drive off with the cop there.
No, he had to deal with the cop. And then the cop was deciding what he was, figuring out what he was able to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, because I wound up leaving. I was done with it.
Got you.
You know, wanted to get along with my day, and that was that, because I was already annoyed from it. But yeah, so I saved the dog. What do you call it? Meanwhile, what do you call it? I did another one of those cool photo shoots. What do you call it? Yeah, yeah. What do you call it? I went down. So a couple weeks back, well, about a month ago, a little over a month ago at this point, I did the first one. I know a bunch of photographers, and they're doing this like... This big thing where they, you know, have a bunch of photographers all set up, and then a bunch of people that come and do the modeling thing, you know, and for them, and you know, so the people who are modeling get the free pictures, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The photographers get free models.
You were telling me about
models.
That last week.
So what do you call it? So you know, this one is you know, a cool group of people that I know a couple of them, and they like, Brim, do you think that you would come down so this way they can get somebody experienced?
And you said that what is it? There was basically like no models there.
It was like the first one I did. The second one I did, there was a few more. Still not a lot. But like 10, 11, 12 photographers. So I was
so you got your pick of like, you know, you got some great photos, I would imagine.
So I got almost everything that was was done the last round. Now this round, what do you call it? I got from three of the photographers already.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of good ones from two of them. The other one I wasn't so crazy about, but I'm not, you know, I'm neither here nor there. When you only send me one shot, you know what I mean? That's all I have to judge it on. You know what I mean? But there were a whole bunch of other photographers that did what I'm thinking could be really good shots that I'm looking forward to seeing. So, you know, I got from four. And yeah, so two of them I wasn't really crazy about.
Okay.
And then.
Well, that's why you get multiple photographers to take multiple right. pictures of you.
And then you see which ones you like better.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'll still work with all of them, you know, and see if maybe it'll help them out. You know what I mean? I'm not, but you know, there's a huge, and I'll show them to you afterwards, but there's a huge difference between the ones that I like and then the ones that I don't like. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know me, I'm very.
Experience.
Yeah, and I'm very particular about my look and my, you know, how I'm portrayed on camera, you know,
right.
the stuff that I put out.
Yeah.
So that being said, you know, it's my brand and that's that. But I'm always willing to help, you know, and work with, you know, new photographers and different photographers. It's just fun. It's a lot of fun. And I've been doing it for tons of years, you know, where I work with a whole bunch of different people. So that being said, you know, I thought that was a lot of fun and I got some new stuff done. And so I send some of the headshots that I did that day because I did some headshots.
Okay.
I'll show them to you, but when we're off. And when and I sent them to my agent because he's like, I need headshots. Because he's got all, like, for me, we've got all brand shots. You know what I mean?
Right.
All like.
Yeah, you have all the, like, with Brim, Escape from Hell, like, kind
like,
of like,
bunch,
all
yeah.
those, like, dark things that
yeah.
you do. Yeah.
Like, what do you call it? You know, crazy, cool shots or whatever. And so I'm like, okay, I'll send you. You know, some of the ones that we just did. And I called him last night at like 10 something. And I'm like, hey, you know, what are your, what do you call it? I said, what are your thoughts on the ones I said? He goes, Brim. He goes, what is your idea of a headshot? I'm like, it's
oh,
a headshot.
No.
He's like, Brim. He goes, you like, you're, they're all Brimstone shots because I need you on like a white wall and blah, blah, blah.
Like a headshot.
Yeah. Like other ones like these, like this is one of the ones I did. I actually
that
did
is not a headshot.
No, that's not the headshot.
Oh.
I'm just showing you, what do you call it?
Yeah, like, that is a Brimstone
shot.
That's
like a Brimstone shot.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's not a headshot.
And then I sent him a couple of these things. This isn't a headshot either.
That's not a headshot.
No, but
none of those are headshots.
No, I know that, but those were in the grouping of things. And he's like, he goes, why are you sending me all? He's like, why did I get all these pictures? You're doing like this and that and smiling on the side. And he's like,
did
that's not your brand. I'm like, I know.
Did he ask for headshots and you sent him those?
Yes, yes. What do you call it? But, you know, like I said, like the headshot wise, what do you call it? I got to see if I can
find it. Doesn't need to be like a white background, but, you know, it needs to look like that.
Yeah, yeah, no,
I know. For the record, what I'm pulling up is I literally just typed in headshot of on Google, and it's literally just, it looks like a school photo, you know?
Like this. But that's what I sent.
Yeah, like, you still have the darker colors in the background, so it is still more Brimstone, but,
yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a headshot.
Yeah, but this, it's not my fault that that's what they had, the darker background. You know, so but
oh.
these are not bad shots. I like these
no,
shots.
No, they work for you. They
you know?
Absolutely work for
but
you.
But he's like, he goes, I need you on a light background. You're getting lost. Your hair is, you got this great hair and it's all over the, it's lost in the background. And then your shirt, it's lost in the background. I'm like, okay.
You know what? I'm going to say, actually, I agree with him a little bit.
No, I do. I understand.
I think a lighter background would suit because you got the dark hair colors. You got the dark shirt colors. So light background to make it pop.
And here's a crappy picture. See?
That's terrible.
You see what I'm saying?
Who sent you that? A photographer sent
yes,
you that?
Yes. You know, like.
That looks like the first two with the red highlight looks like an album cover.
Yeah.
Like, not like.
But not a good album cover.
No. Well, I mean, I don't know, man.
This is one from the other guy. You know? It's not awful, but it's not.
It's not awful.
It's not what I'm, you know, like when I'm talking about, you know, doing a cool shot or having a cool looking shot, you know what I'm saying? Like this is a cool shot.
That is a very cool shot.
You know
cool
what I
shot.
Mean? Like, what do you call it? I know you guys can't see it at home, but, you know, if you go to my Instagram, this is a cool shot.
So the shots that he's showing me, for those that are not, you know, that can't see, or everyone that can't see, he it's like a black and white photo of Brim looking all tough. He looks like a biker. Looks like, honestly, something out of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen the show, but that's what it reminds me of.
But, you know, again, you could just go to my Instagram at The Real Brimstone. There you go.
There you go. And you can see all the photos.
Yeah. You know, and you can see it all. And, you know, when you do go to my Instagram, please make sure you like and comment. Engagement is key. And I do appreciate that. Anyway, what do you call it?
Well, don't engage with bots, though. We had that situation happen.
So that was one thing that I was going to actually get into. I have this on here. So quick things. We only have a couple minutes left of this segment. But what do you call it? Alex. So Megan wound up having a
very bad week.
A bad situation where she got hacked on Insta. And
oh, yeah.
What do you call it? And they actually tried getting to me through her.
Yes, they did.
Which, you know, was crazy.
So many people have been messaging and calling Megan and being like, hey, I got this message for you. You're trying to do this ambassadorship thing. Like, what do I have to? And she's like, don't answer it. It is fake. Someone hacked my account. Like, and we haven't been able to get it back.
Unreal. It's unreal. You know what kills me is that these social media companies have no access whatsoever to, you know, to make sure that things get handled swiftly.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I'll give you an example. I'm really big into YouTube, and the only way, like, if your channel... all right, so one of the things that people do on YouTube is they'll do copyright strikes, like false copyright claims.
Right.
Like, if somebody... Like, let's say somebody made a hate video about you.
Right.
I'm not saying that you would do this, but, like, a more petty person would go to that video and copyright strike it. You don't have to prove that you own any material that's in that video to give it a copyright strike.
Oh, really?
And then you essentially took down one of your haters' videos.
Oh, wow.
And if they don't, like, challenge you, like, and they are afraid of, like, going through YouTube and challenging it, then, yeah, you won. And their video's down, and it was a false copyright strike. Like, yeah, you shouldn't have done it, but it happens all the time. And the only way... for, like, YouTube creators to actually be like, hey, this wasn't right, I shouldn't have had my video removed, right, is to go to Twitter, which is ridiculous. like they try to go through YouTube's help and customer support, get nowhere, but they go on Twitter, start complaining about YouTube, and then YouTube will write back on Twitter, and they're like, all right, we're going to reach out to you for support.
Unbelievable.
It's the only, like, Markiplier, one of the biggest YouTube creators, literally can't talk to YouTube without going to Twitter first.
See, and that I find, like, just wrong.
Yeah, it's absolutely messed up. And they've acknowledged it several times. They're like, we shouldn't be using Twitter to help you guys, but it's still a thing.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more Within Brim Skin.
Are you looking for something special?
Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The Neverending Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, there. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant. brilliant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin. So,
what is up, people?
Yeah, so
I'm saying hey from across the radio station.
There you go. I can't believe that you know that people are so freaking disgusting that they need to like hack into people's accounts and like try to screw with people and try to get money from people. Like why do
that? It could just be a bot. Obviously there's a person behind the bot. Somebody had to program it and like tell it what to do, but I don't know if it's... Yeah, obviously, it's malicious, but, like, you know, I don't know if it's an actual physical person sitting behind Megan's account messaging you guys. You
they
know
have
what I mean?
To, because everybody's response is different.
Yeah, but, like, they did a study, and, like, 50% of, like, men, for example, can't tell the difference between a bot and a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's over a certain age. I think it's, like... if you're over 30, like 50% of men can't tell the difference if they're talking to an actual girl or a bot.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, it's actually, they've gotten really good at talking to people. Google's AI, for example, is like scary because like it had people talking about whether that AI could like feel pain and was sad.
I remember that. Yeah.
But like it... I watched like a programmer at Google like talk about it, and they're like, no, like the AI is just studying human interaction, and it's just, you know, you're telling it something and it's just feeding you a response. It doesn't actually comprehend like what it's saying. We're just training it to talk like a human, but it's not feeling those things or thinking those things. It's just trained to trick you that you're having a conversation with a person. That is what the AI's job essentially is.
Interesting.
And, you know, the fact that it can do that for a lot of people, the fact that Google's AI can trick you into thinking it's a real person,
yeah,
you know, that's pretty incredible. So,
well,
you know,
it's bizarre.
It could be a bot that you're talking to, just a really good one.
Yeah. By the way, so on Grindhouse this week, what do you call it? We were talking about, I guess, one of the Kim's questions was, you know, would you rather have a twin or have a clone of yourself? And what do you call it? So, and Tom,
what is the difference in this
twin,
context?
A twin is an actual twin, like a brother.
I understand that.
Or a sister. And what do you call it? And a clone is you, exactly. Another you that, you know, is basically like...
you know,
now
you an exact
is
clone,
the clone
like Clone Wars.
And is the clone copied from like now, or was it like created back when we were like babies?
I don't know. I'm like,
well, because that changes the answer.
Probably now.
Now, so then I'd probably want a clone, and the reason why is because he would share the same experiences up until this point, and then we would depart and we would have separate experiences and separate life journeys. If you're talking about a clone from when you were a kid and baby, that, I mean, it's basically the same thing as having a twin. You're both going to go off and live your separate lives.
Kind of, sort of, but not really. I mean, a clone meant to actually do, you know, whatever you need them to do, kind of a thing.
Well, but would a clone do that? Because the clone is thinking that it's you. How would you tell? Like, there's actually a show.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Invincible. How would you know if you're the clone or not?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you so you know how Tom said that you can tell if it's a clone or not?
How?
Because they don't have belly buttons. And he stood on that hill. He died on that hill.
I know.
He died on that hill. He's
absolutely
like,
clones
do not have belly buttons. I'm like, okay. If you
that's
say
not,
so.
Well, I mean, how would they?
He says the Simpsons. Simpsons said it.
The Simpsons said it. Clones don't have belly buttons. Well, listen, there's a clone in the new animated show Invincible, and they are exactly alike, identical in every way. And the only way that they actually, they make it a part of the show, because they said that if you knew the other one was a clone, then the clone would try to kill the owner because the clone wants control. So the only way that they, the Mahler twins is what they're called, the okay. only way that they can get along and actually be peaceful with each other is if neither one of them know who the clone is and who the real one is.
Interesting.
In reality, probably both of them are clones because they've both killed each other multiple times at this point, but wow. they just keep making clones of each other.
That's ridiculous. What do you call it? Well, listen, man, at the end of the day, talking about, you know, who's real and who owns the name of you know, yourself. So, you know, if you're, say you're a clone and, you know, right. there's Alex DePonte, then there's Alex DePonte. Well, who's the real Alex DePonte? And will they please stand up? But
and will they please stand up?
But whoever is the actual owner, you know, you can now figure that out on by going to the Trademark Factory. See how I kind of did something there?
The Trademark Factory?
Yeah, Trademark Factory. So I've been working with this company, the Trademark Factory, and I wanted to make sure to give them a shout because I've been talking about them at the podcast 101s and 201s that we're doing.
You gonna trademark some stuff?
Well, we're fixing a couple of trademarks and updating some stuff and adding some things, and you know what I mean? So like
trademark Brimstone Audio Classes.
Brimstone Audio Classes. .com.org.net. You know, so you know, I don't want to talk about what we're doing, but you know, cuz it's not that, you know, up to that point, but I do want to say that they're doing a fantastic job. So it's called trademarkfactory.com. You can go there. And they do a fantastic job. They're really, really cool. Been back and forth with them a lot, just, you know, figuring a couple things out.
Can you trademark songs on there for all of our musicians out there?
That would be a copyright. That would be a copyright. However, you can trademark your band name.
And you could also probably trademark your album artwork and things like that.
And the logo and that. So,
yep.
What do you call it? So there are certain things that, you know, well, the not the album. The album artwork would be considered a copyright.
The album artwork is copyright.
It's a copyright. The logo would be and the name would be considered trademark.
Ah.
Okay.
Got you.
So it's whatever is being in use. What do you call it? Like,
the more you know, guys.
Business use.
You're learning business stuff when you come onto this podcast.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So what do you call it? Anyway, anybody who's out there, if you're looking to you know, trademark something or get some more knowledge on what you can and can't do, definitely check them out. Trademark Factory, they're fantastic. Love them to death. And you know what else? I'm another company I'm actually working with or starting to work with. Fresh Clean Teas. What do you call it?
Fresh Clean Teas. I do like myself some clean teas.
They're sending me a whole bunch of black shirts.
Oh, nice.
Just regular black shirts.
Just plain black shirts.
But what I've been told about them is that they're very nice and loose fitting in the right areas and tighter in the right areas.
So they make you look good.
So they're supposed to make you look good. They're supposed to keep you feeling, you know, nice and fresh and
got you.
Not too hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, So we'll see. I have not worn them yet. I have not checked them out yet. They should be here in the next couple of days. So we'll see.
I see a lot of advertisements for things like that on YouTube. There's a lot of new like designs for men out there to make their like, you know, chest look a little bit bigger, shoulders look broader, and not be too loose on certain areas.
That's the key.
Because a lot of men's shirts are very like. I mean, I wear loose clothing. I just prefer.
Right. Well, you're skinny also.
I'm also skinny. I don't really want to look like I'm bulky. You know, that's not what I'm going for. I want the just loose look. But if you're going for that, you want to look more fit and everything like that, then yeah, the shirts really do help.
Yeah, well, I just want to make sure that my mountains are more like molehills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
What do you call it? I'm trying to lose some weight too, but that's besides the point. Not by what I ate this morning, but that's even more besides the point.
At least I ate something this morning that's better than what I usually do.
This is true. This is true.
I usually just don't eat. I usually just go work.
Oh, so this past weekend, I also did a big charity appearance. It wasn't I don't want to say
at?
A big charity appearance, but it was a nice charity appearance.
Or for what charity?
It was for the UCP, United Cerebral Palsy Foundation.
Oh, that's a good
Nassau
cause.
County. Yeah, and I've worked with them plenty of times before. I'm a longtime friend of theirs. And what do you call it? They had this event, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll definitely do it. I'm game. And what do you call it? I told them, I said, for the first 100 people to come in, I'll sign free autographs for them. Just you get the 8x10s done and I'll sign them.
Nice.
You know? And I was packed the whole day. I was busy, you know, like 9/10 of the day. And
event signings are always fun though.
Yeah, my friend Senator Senator Kevin Thomas you know, came down to see me there. He came to visit, which was really cool. And you know, I said, hey, I'll bring you around, introduce you to some people. What do you call it? So he had a great time. Kids all loved seeing me, which was a fantastic thing. I always love that. I had a whole bunch of new merch also, so that I didn't know
that we got new merch in.
No, we didn't. I did.
Well, I listen. I consider it all one.
Yeah. Well, I got a whole bunch of new Brimstone stuff. You know, that I've been waiting on unveiling. You know, so I unveiled it the other day.
So
just
you're
to
happy?
See. I'm happy. I have a whole bunch of stickers now that I didn't have before, and some keychains, and what do you call it? You know, a whole bunch of new 8x10s. Yeah, a whole bunch of really cool things. And you know, and now I just got one of my new banners. Came yesterday.
Ooh, a Brimstone banner.
Another Brimstone banner.
I'm gonna hang it up on my ceiling, so that way when I'm having sex, you're looking right down.
That's hot. That's hot. But this
instead of a mirror on the ceiling, it's just a giant thing of you.
These are the pull-up ones, so you don't have to do that. They just stand up straight, and it's like full-size me.
I'm going to have Brimstone surrounding my entire room. He's going to be watching me at all angles.
I'll give you one of my old ones, and then you can do that.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah, you can do it.
I'm not doing this. I'll put you on my front door.
I don't want you to get too excited when looking at it, because we do have to work with each other.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
I would need a thing of Tom then.
That's about all the time we have.
The redheads got to stick together.
You freaking ginger, you. We miss you. We love you. We appreciate you. What do you call it?
Thanks for listening, guys.
Make sure to continue to listen. Make sure you rate 5 stars only. Reviews, subscribe, all that jazz. Hit us up on social media at The Real Brimstone, at Alex DePonte, right?
Something like that.
Anyway, that being said, make sure you catch The Grindhouse Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. Dirty Little Secrets Club Tuesdays, and we'll see you again next week. Good night. Hey.
Ah!